Hi, and welcome to the Cancer Horizons podcast. Each week, we talk with patients, survivors, caregivers, advocates, or healthcare professionals, and do what CURE does best, provide cancer updates, research, and education. Ryan Walker is a physician assistant in the emergency department who was working through the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic when he learned he had multiple myeloma. At the time, he questioned how he would remain safe and healthy and if he'd be able to produce antibodies after receiving the vaccine. Walker answers these questions and more in this episode of the Cancer Horizons podcast as he paints a vivid picture of what it was like to care for patients with COVID-19 while undergoing treatment for his cancer.
So before I ask you questions about multiple myeloma and about the COVID vaccine, tell me a little bit about yourself. Like, how old are you? Where do you live? What do you do?
So actually a week ago, I turned 49.
Okay.
I am a physician assistant. I work in the emergency department here at a local hospital.
Okay, great. So how long have you been living with multiple myeloma and what's your status right now? Like, are you in active treatment or are you in remission?
I was diagnosed almost a year ago. I went to the hospital coming up in a couple of days of my year anniversary.
Uh-huh.
Started out with just some back pain. Just had an annual physical with my primary care physician who ordered some imaging and found out that we had multiple tumors.
Okay.
So ended up over to Christmas last year. I was actually spent a little over a week admitted to the hospital, in one of the hospitals here, UT Southwestern. Ended up going the induction treatment. About 2 months ago, did the chemo and stem cell transplant. I've actually, just as of a couple of days ago, was able to return back to work.
Okay, well, congratulations on that. That's terrific. What stage were you at when you were diagnosed?
With that, I'm not 100% sure.
I know they don't stage it like solid cancers.
Yeah.
Where were they? You had tumors where, though?
There were multiple in my vertebrae, some in my ribs, some in my pelvis.
Okay. So have you received the COVID vaccine, and if so, when?
I got my first COVID vaccine actually last December, being that I, work in the medical field and a frontline, worker.
Was it right before you found out you had multiple myeloma?
Yes, it was probably about a week before I found out I had multiple myeloma. I got my first one.
Okay. Well, so let's talk about the vaccine a little bit. Before there was a COVID vaccine, what were your thoughts about a vaccine? Were you hopeful that there would be one fast and you were excited to get it, or did you think much about it? I imagine being in your line of work, you were thinking about it all the time, huh?
Yeah. We were definitely, and I was very hopeful that they would get something to come out. I was not anticipating that it would be as quick as they did. My gut feeling is I was thinking it's probably still going to be another 6 months down the road. The group I work for, I'm contracted out, so it's kind of like a national group, but, based on their people, they were saying that they were expecting it probably would be, early summer, maybe, late spring. So it kind of surpassed even, the expectations of the people who are a little bit in the know.
Yeah.
That it came out so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't really have much hesitation, just being that I had already seen the consequences of COVID and seen the number of patients that we did, that I, know it's still early, still people are saying it's the vaccine's early and they don't, trust it. But I guess, my philosophy is that I trust science more than I trust a, disease that we know nothing about. So.
Amen. Amen. How are you feeling working in the ER? I mean, are you one of these guys that I've been hearing so much about, like super burned out and having some, mental health crises because of all the horrible stuff you had to see through the early days of the pandemic? What was that like?
For me, we definitely saw COVID. We definitely saw people dying. Mm-hmm. It was not to the extent of some of these other places, and in particular, the Northeast and New York and New Jersey and so forth. Was there a level of burnout? Yes. Just for the fact that we were just seeing so much of this stuff. And especially to me in the beginning, it was, we're just doing what we needed to do and we didn't have a vaccine. I think for me personally, the burnout's kind of come more after we've had the vaccine and still seeing people who are refusing to get vaccinated, who don't believe in the vaccine that are coming in and, they're for, the longest time it was, over the summer, especially when we had this another surge. I literally maybe had two or three patients that had been vaccinated that came in, and they were all able to go home. I caught COVID, and on the other hand, I saw hundreds of patients with COVID that were unvaccinated. You know, some of them able to go home, some of them had to hospitalize, some of them died. So it's, for me, that was kind of a burnout where it's just like, this is something that's preventable. This is.
Yeah. So you got the vaccine, and I mean, are we talking just days or weeks later that you went in to see why you were having back pain and figure out that you had multiple myeloma?
It was probably literally about a week before that I got the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I've been having the back pain, you know, pretty significant for probably a couple months before that, you know, and it was never like the debilitating, you know, terrible pain, but it was something that was there. And, you know, for me, then I remember being in the hospital and, you know, still having the COVID restrictions and had to make a decision. You know, it was so early with the vaccine that talking to my specialist, whether or not we even, you know, what the consequences of getting the booster were, you know, and that was kind of unknown. So even once I got out of the hospital, I think a couple of days later, I was eligible for my sort of second COVID vaccine. And I decided to get it because, you know, again, put my faith in science and medicine. And, you know, I just thought that would give me the best opportunity to keep this in check.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you, but you said that you were having some of that back pain even before you got your COVID vaccine. So I was going to ask you, did it enter your mind that you were maybe having a bad reaction to the vaccine when you started to have back pain? Did you connect that at all?
No. The back pain had been going on, and I really didn't affect the pain that I was having once I got the injection. So.
Right. And did you have any side effects to the vaccine? Did you get that feverishness or fluidness that other people were saying they had?
No, I've had three of the first two, and then I've had the third booster, and I have not had a single reaction to any of them.
Okay. So when did you, you got that one in December. So that means that you got your second shot.
First week of January.
Okay. And then as a person that by then, you know, you have myeloma. And so were you automatically eligible for a third dose? I thought my understanding was that people with myeloma were getting three as their basic vaccination. And then the fourth one was a booster. Is that how you did it?
Not initially. I'm talking to my specialist. They really didn't have any guidelines at that point. So that was still kind of early on in the process. I discussed it with them. And, you know, he said at that point that they didn't think there was really, you know, much hard data to go on. So we made the decision to hold off on it. Now, later on down the road, I ended up checking my antibodies. And I mounted no response after the first two.
Oh, gosh.
First two shots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'd been working in the ER, you know, some of these days, my first six or seven patients I saw were all COVID. There are some of these days, probably half, you know, more than half the patients I was seeing a day were COVID patients.
Yeah.
And then later on, I'm trying to think when it was probably like August, after my just went back to school, they ended up bringing COVID home. And my wife, who was vaccinated fully, with the first two doses, hadn't gotten her third booster because that wasn't the recommendation yet. She ended up coming down with COVID well. I had two of my boys and my wife with COVID as well.
Did any of them get terribly sick, Ryan?
No.
Okay,
the boys, you know, I've got a six-year-old and four-year-old. They were 5 and 3 at the time. Didn't faze them at all. It looked like it was just a run-of-the-mill cold form. So I'm down. My wife, she really just had more of like a sinus infection type symptoms. And she probably for like 5 days, she was just kind of feeling a little bit, you know, just like a significant sinus infection, but nothing terrible. And that was it. And, you know, she had to spend she's also a medical healthcare professional. She's a nurse, and she, you know, had to spend the 10 days out of work, and she was able to go back. And
so that was in August. So it was more than 6 months after you'd had your two doses. So, and you hadn't mounted a response.
No.
Did you avoid COVID, or did you end up getting it too?
I avoided COVID somehow.
How did you do it? Did you move into the basement?
I, you know, moved into one of the other bedrooms. Sleeping there during the day. I mean, it's tough with kids that age to completely avoid them, and you know, they don't understand this, why daddy's trying to run from them.
Oh, yeah.
So, but, so, you know, in regards to that, I really, you know, wore a mask at all times in the house. The wife was wearing a mask. The boys just, you know, they can put on a mask for a few minutes and they aren't going to be gone very long. So I just try to keep my distance as best I can wearing a mask. And somehow miraculously did not catch it. I was getting swabs, you know, several times during that, you know, just to see if I needed to get to the monoclonal antibodies or something, if I ended up catching it, and I never developed it. And then it was after that time that I ended up getting my third.
Uh-huh, which was when?
I want to say it was probably September, maybe early October.
Fall.
Yeah, probably September. It was a little bit after, shortly after this other round.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that shortly after the, you know, when the wife and the kids had COVID, that it was probably a couple weeks later I ended up getting it. And I mounted a great response at that point
excellent.
It. So developed antibodies and everything.
Excellent. Is it customary for folks with multiple myeloma to get an antibody test to check the efficacy of their vaccine, or did you just have access to that because of your line of work?
Actually, my specialist was recommending it,
okay.
So that they had been doing it. And it was something that kind of came along early on in the process. After I got my first two, they didn't have it available.
Mm-hmm.
They've kind of made some progress on it several months later. So that's kind of why we decided to go that route. But yeah, it was through my specialist.
And is that antibody test really, is it actionable? If you didn't mount a response, aren't they just going to say keep masking and social distancing like they're kind of telling all of us anyway? Or was there action that you could take?
The only action really would, you know, was just whether or not if they wanted to try a additional vaccine.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, so there's really nothing, and I'm not really, in my line of work, I can't avoid, you know, a lot of the stuff. And even, you know, with COVID, my doctors that I work with and, you know, they've been very cognizant of my, you know, immunocompromised state. And they try to, you know, take more of the COVID patients. And sometimes mm-hmm. it's just not helpful. And even yesterday I had two patients that came in without, you know, seemed like something else. And I ended up discovering they had COVID, mm-hmm. you know, in the process. It's something that you just can't avoid in the emergency department. There's just so much mm-hmm. going on. People are coming in asymptomatic or with other symptoms and mm-hmm. you discover that they've got COVID.
Gosh. So you said you just went back to work the other day. When did you leave work? How long have you been out?
I was out for, it was just under 8 weeks. I went out, I guess it was the October 20th, and I came back on December, I guess it was 19th. That's my first
And that back. Was because of you were doing the stem cell treatment?
Yes, correct, the stem cell treatment. And, you know, being that I'd been doing well, recovering well at home and so forth. And
so that whole phase from diagnosis all the way to getting your third shot, you were still going to work every day in the ER?
Yeah, other than when I was first diagnosed, I think I was out for maybe 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then, yeah, after 3 weeks, I was back at work. And then stem cell transplant was, you know, about 8 weeks that I was out. So other than that, I've been working this entire time.
Right. And so knowing what you knew, that there's a chance that people with multiple myeloma won't mount a strong or any response to the vaccine, and then you got the test and confirmed that you hadn't mounted a response, how did that make you feel about going to work and you know, what other measures did you take to protect yourself? Just talk to me a bit about what that was like.
You know, I was a little disappointed, you know, but I wasn't surprised. I kind of almost expected not to really mount a response.
Mm-hmm.
For me, was kind of very meticulous with at work. I would wear every patient I saw, regardless of what, you know, what their complaint was. They could say they sprained an ankle.
I
would go in with a full face shield as well as I had like one of those, I've got a 3M respirator, some heavy duty respirator.
Mm-hmm.
Would wear that for every patient I saw. When I go back to do my charting and documentation, and there's still, you know, doctors around me at that point. It's kind of a small area. Always wearing a mask at times, you know, with that. And just even going out to the nurse's station, always wearing a mask. So I was very meticulous about wearing a mask, very meticulous about hand washing,
mm-hmm.
wiping down my workstation, wiping down my stethoscope, everything, just really trying to take every precaution I could. And I know it doesn't eliminate the possibility, but the more I could kind of control it and minimize that was, you know, basically all I could do.
Right. You said you had a great response to the booster shot.
Yes.
Is it similar to the response that people in the general population are having, or still lower? What is it like?
to my understanding, after the third one, the numbers I had was pretty well in line with what other people were getting the general population. I was going to say we did recheck it after my recently after my stem cell transplant because there's some unknown, with these mRNA vaccines as far as if I would still maintain some of these antibodies. And actually, I still my levels had gone down, but they were still within a appropriate level to mount a response. So the plan is at this time just to continue to monitor my antibody levels and see when I would need a additional booster.
That's terrific. Right, because the stem cell transplant is almost like a reboot of the immune system, huh?
Yes.
And so, it could have, like in theory, it could have taken your vaccine with it. It could have erased it, kind of.
Yes. And, what I've kind of been told is with a lot of the standard vaccines, and, again, I may be incorrect in my understanding of this, but what I've been told is that with a standard vaccine that we got throughout the our childhood growing up, that the chemo and stem cell transplant, that you basically have to go through the entire series again.
Huh.
So I've got to go through all
MMR.
That.
MMR.
Yes. Anything that's, the only thing that they're not going to give me is like a live vaccine, I think like something like the measles and so forth, that I've got to wait a couple of years for that. But other than that, here at my 100 days out, I've been told that I'll need to go back and get those other vaccines. So with the mRNA, kind of works a different way. I guess, in my case, and my specialist told me that some people were lose a lot of their antibodies and some people, were still maintaining them. So I guess that's something they're still kind of looking at and whether it just varies from person to person or how soon you've, if you've had a booster and so forth. That's kind of something that we'll need to research a bit more. But
right. When you found that you had the good response to that third shot, did that give you some peace of mind? Did you feel like a sigh of relief or what was that like?
Definitely, sigh of relief that I've mounted a response. I also know that with my condition, I'm still very high risk. Even though I've got the antibodies, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to get sick. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to get very sick, potentially die. So it didn't change my approach at work or, just in general as far as still wearing a mask everywhere I go, still trying to maintain my social distance, so forth, and just and it's, it's difficult. I mean, I would like to get back to the old way of life and being able to go into stores without a mask and being able to go to people's houses, and just not have to worry about that stuff. But it's the reality of what the world is in life for me at this time.
Yeah. Now, prior to that third booster, were you living in fear and anxiety of COVID or were you kind of taking it in stride? I know we all handle that kind of stuff just in very different ways.
Yeah. Initially when this was first, coming out, when this first kind of came, along back here almost 2 years ago, it was being that it was kind of unknown and so forth, and we just didn't know much about it. I would definitely say at that point, well before I was diagnosed, my, kind of fear and anxiety was definitely higher than what it was. I think for me that I got to the point of just seeing so much of it that I, became more comfortable with it. I also learned to, kind of be very cautious about it, but even after my diagnosis, it, felt that I was taking every precaution that I could. And I think for a lot of it, even compared to work, and I used to tell people at work, they would ask me, if I was, nervous or scared. And, I always told them, I'm like, I'm more concerned that I'll get it at home than I will at work, just because at work I was taking all the precautions and wearing, the respirator and mask and everything. And at home, with the kids, I kind of felt that they were more likely to bring something home from school, which, is kind of what happened.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Cancer Horizons podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or other apps to hear every episode, or visit curetoday.com/podcast. The Cancer Horizons podcast is the official podcast of Cure Magazine, the indispensable guide to every stage of the cancer experience. For more information, visit us at curetoday.com and find us on Twitter at @cure_magazine or Facebook at @curemagazine.